Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It has been a difficult year and a half or so for members of the Minneapolis Police Department as the officers on the street facing some backlash after the death of George Floyd, also an increase in crime. Just what it's like out there on the street. It's got to be grueling, to say the very least, and I am so happy to have with us today Scott Gerlacher. Scott is a retired Minneapolis police officer who has agreed to come on and talk about his tenure at the police department and the reason he retired and what it's like out there, a bird's eye view. Scott, thanks for coming on with us today. You there? All right, we are having Scott Gerlacher again. He's been with the Minneapolis Police Department for 30 years, actually 32 years. He also just retired in June. And we had a chance to talk before we set up the interview about what it's like right now for police officers, the different challenges that they face, particularly as there is a push to reform police. And, you know, he would say, he probably would say that he agrees that it is time to do some kind of reform, but I know that he is also protective of the department, as many police officers are. So we're waiting for him right now. I guess his the call dropped, and now we'll pop him back on here as we continue to talk about Minneapolis Police Department. Scott, thanks for sticking around. I'm sorry about that little snafu.
Hey, no problem.
No problem.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So you retired in June, correct?
Yeah, I retired in June from MPD after serving 32 years.
And how does it feel to be retired?
It feels great. Let me tell you, it's a totally different lifestyle after kind of being in the fire, so to speak, for quite a while. And very relaxing. Summer was a great time to retire. A lot of things to do here in Minnesota over the summer. So it's been fun thus far.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're enjoying it, because I know it's been a long time. When you said 32 years, you told me yesterday you got started when you were very, very young in a high school. How did that all come to be, and why did you want to be a police officer?
Yeah, unique story. So, my father was a dentist in Minnetonka. I grew up in the Minnetonka area, and I guess if you asked him, he would have probably preferred that I was a dentist versus a police officer, but I was always attracted to the police officer job itself and some of the excitement, but also just being out dealing with people has always been something that's been attractive to me versus sitting in an office somewhere. I did get started out in actually South Lake Minnetonka Police Department, and I worked as an undercover police officer for a short period of time, about 6 months, in Chaska High School, where I posed as a student. The only person that really knew I was a police officer was the principal. So I went to class, and I was working as part of the Southwest Metro Drug Task Force. So went to class and participated in all the high school activities, and then after school went down into Chaska and was able to buy large amounts of narcotics. And then ultimately we ended up doing a bunch of arrests after that, and I started the Minneapolis Police Academy in April of 1989.
A lot has changed. You told me yesterday that you lived through the Murderapolis years, correct?
Yeah, I've served in almost every rank in the police department. And back in the mid-90s, I was a homicide detective when we had the record number of homicides. And that was certainly crazy times. Thinking back at that, there was, you know, 14 homicide detectives, seven teams of homicide detectives, and we were going all day long, every day. It was just crazy period of time. And so I look back on it now with somewhat fond memories, but interesting time to be a police officer.
How does this time in Minneapolis's history compare?
Well, unfortunately, crime-wise, we are kind of similar to where we were back then. I think we took a lot of strides over the years since the mid-90s in policing, not just here in Minneapolis, but nationally. And we've lost a lot of ground for a variety of reasons. You can't point to a single source, but here in Minneapolis, certainly the reduction in number of officers plays a significant role in the public safety issues that we're facing now. And it's not confined to Minneapolis, but really all over the metro and certainly all over the country. So hopefully we can turn things around. And hopefully we can get some more police officers hired at all these agencies, especially Minneapolis, and get our numbers back up to where they should be, which frankly is around 1,000 versus about 500, which is where we're at now.
Scott Gerlicher is our guest. He is a retired Minneapolis police officer, been on the force for 32 years. Scott, as you know, the question that was on the ballot for Minneapolis voters was whether or not to replace the current department with a Department of Public Safety. It was voted down, but a lot of people voted for it. What are your thoughts on that? And what would you say, what is needed to reform police as we know it?
Well, police, in spite of what had happened, certainly with George Floyd and issues around the country, policing has made a lot of reforms over the past 5 or even 10 years, but we certainly aren't there yet. Certainly there are things we can do in Minneapolis to improve policing, but those police officers are working out there hard every day. We can't define policing because of a singular incident like the George Floyd incident. And that's what was really, I think, depressing to me and depressing to law enforcement across the country and certainly Minneapolis, was that that incident seemed to define the Minneapolis Police Department. It does not define the Minneapolis Police Department. There are hundreds and hundreds of officers working hard every day, establishing those relationships. People, officers that have those great relationships with people in those neighborhoods. I still talk to people in the Phillips neighborhood. I was third precinct commander between 2003 and 2006. And I talked to some of the residents in the Phillips neighborhood often, just as recently as last night, just to see how things are going. And the residents in those areas that are affected by crime in Minneapolis, whether they be on the north side or on the south side, they'd never supported abolishing the Minneapolis Police Department. They supported change and improving the police department, but never abolishing the police department like our city council members did.
All right. Thank you. We'll have to leave it there. Really appreciate your time. Would love to check in with you again as the months go on and different issues come up. Scott Gerlicher, thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Susie. Thanks.
Scott Gerlicher, former Minneapolis police officer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.